Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Since leaving office in January, Barack Obama has had little to say about the Trump presidency or national policy. That is, until last night, when he was in Boston to accept the JFK Library's annual Profiles in Courage Award.
I take this honor that you have bestowed on me here tonight as a reminder that even out of office, I must do all that I can to advance the spirit of service that John F. Kennedy represents.
The former president used some of the speech to address the Republican efforts to repeal and replace the signature accomplishment of his administration, the Health Care Act, known as Obamacare. With us this morning to dissect the address is Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
And thanks for coming into the studio. Let's focus on the political impact of the address. What did he say last night that you found politically impactful?
The greatest single success of the Obama administration is the passage of the Affordable Care Act. And the greatest single failure of the Obama administration is his failure to convince people that this was something that benefited them. In the debate that followed, the way the issue was framed, the Republicans won hands down. They convinced Americans that the system was hemorrhaging and everybody's health care was threatened. Now Obama has a second opportunity to articulate what it is that's good and right and beneficial about the Affordable Care Act. It's not clear, however, that he wants to engage in that battle.
Well, considering then the speech came right after the House vote to repeal and replace Obamacare and comes right before the Senate begins considering Obamacare on Capitol Hill, do you think what he said last night will have any sway with lawmakers?
He has to stay in the game. He has to continue to speak out. Presidents tend not to go on a continuing barrage of speeches trying to convince the public. They abandon the bully pulpit, and they're very selective in where they speak and how they speak. So I don't expect him to be a major player in the Senate debate as it unwinds over time.
Mr. Obama failed to be directly critical of President Trump last night. Why do you think he took that hands-off approach?
When they leave office, presidents go into self-imposed exile. They are quite reticent. They give the incumbent presidents a period of grace. They appreciate the fact they got a period of grace by their predecessor. Yet, President Trump has been very critical of Barack Obama. He's not been graceful toward him. And I think Barack Obama has the opportunity, if he wants, to engage and to criticize Trump.
And again, without mentioning the president by name, Barack Obama last night did have a pretty tough criticism of the administration when he talked about current politics being filled with division and discord. It's tribal and clannish, he said, with anger at people who don't look like us or worship like us.
Yeah. He spoke to the polarization that divides the nation. I thought the most powerful part of the speech was when he tied his the Affordable Care Act to the theme of the award, which is courage. And he spoke of the courage of the Democrats who voted for the Affordable Care Act, even though it led to some of them being defeated. And he called on Republicans to have the courage to speak truth and to recognize that health care is a right and not a privilege.
You said that if President Obama wants to have a political impact, he needs to start speaking out more. Do you think he will have a second act? He seemed to imply that last night. And do you think it's important for him in his own head to be more public than he has been?
I think he's deliberating, which is characteristic of a Barack Obama. I don't see a commitment to get out on the campaign trail and to make the second act of the Affordable Care Act have his signature on it. I think he hopes that the Democratic Party steps up. But the Democratic Party doesn't have great leadership at this point. Its internal leadership from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is largely ignored outside the Congress. I think that the Democratic Party needs Barack Obama to be a bridge to new leadership.
Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks for coming in and speaking to us on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.